Last week, we showed you game breakers on the Vikings offense. This week, it's the defense's turn. They have a few game breakers, and we're going to take a look at the tape and show you just how they do it. The first one is defensive end Brian Robinson, the senior member of the Vikings defensive line entering this season. He's lined up against the Chicago Bears here at his normal spot, left defensive end. He's the one who's going to make this play, but there are a few things that happen before Robinson's fumble recovery that are key to this play. We're going to show you them right here. The first thing I want you to notice is Kevin Williams, defensive tackle, Everson Griffin, lined up at defensive tackle. They're going to do what you call a stunt to provide some pressure on Jay Cutler in the middle of the field, and that's going to allow Jared Allen to force a fumble. So watch these two at the snap. You're going to see Kevin Williams come under and Everson Griffin come over the top. Ultimately, that's going to collapse the pocket from the middle and put Jared Allen and Brian Robinson in position to make a play. Jared Allen's going to come underneath that pressure and force Cutler out of the pocket and eventually force a fumble. So let's roll the tape and show you what happens. Right off the bat, look at Brian Robinson coming off the edge right here. He wins his matchup against the right tackle, and that is what causes the chaos right off the bat. And then right here, you have Everson Griffin and Kevin Williams who are providing pressure from the middle. That's going to force Jay Cutler to come and try and leave the pocket right there, but he's not quick enough to get away from Jared Allen. There's Jared with the sack and the forced fumble, and here's Brian Robinson right here, scooping up this fumble. He's right at about the 40-yard line. This is a 60-yard sprint for Brian Robinson to get to the end zone. You don't expect most defensive linemen are going to be able to do this, but Brian Robinson is not most defensive linemen. He is a game breaker. That's what allows him to get to the end zone here for a fumble return touchdown. Brian Robinson, one of the Vikings' defensive game breakers. For our second defensive game breaker, we go to another long-tenured member of the Vikings defense, and that's linebacker Chad Greenway in a play against the Cleveland Browns early last season. Now, to set this play up, we take a look at the Vikings defense. They're in their nickel package here with two linebackers on the field and five defensive backs. This is Greenway lined up at outside linebacker, and here's Aaron Henderson at Mike linebacker. Now on this play, their responsibilities are going to be zone. You're going to see Aaron Henderson drop back and cover this part of the field, and you're going to see Chad Greenway begins to drop back and cover his zone right there. Offensively for the Browns, a couple things to watch. First, you have tight end Jordan Cameron. He's going to be the intended receiver on this play. He's going to run down the seam, and then Browns running back comes out of the backfield here, and ordinarily, this would be Greenway's responsibility. So as we roll the tape, you're going to watch things develop, and Greenway, although this is his area of the field right here, Greenway notices Brian Hoyer, who's zoned in on his target from the snap and doesn't take his eyes off him, and that's where Greenway cheats and gets the interception right here, making a play for the Vikings defense. Now, a better look at this play is the end zone view. Again, here's Greenway lined up at outside linebacker, and this would ordinarily be his zone right here, with this running back most likely coming out for Greenway to take him. Now, as we go to the snap, you're going to see Browns quarterback Brian Hoyer. I mean, he does not take his eyes off the intended receiver right here, and Greenway notices that and takes a chance by stepping in front of this pass and picking it off. So once again, here you're going to see the tight end running down the seam. You're going to see Greenway watching the quarterback the whole time, and the whole time the quarterback is looking at his receiver. That's going to allow Greenway to step in front of the pass, make the interception right here. Chad Greenway making a splashy play to set the Vikings offense up in good field position. The third and final play we're going to show you is Everson Griffin, one of the Vikings' defensive game breakers in a game against the Detroit Lions, week 17 last year. Now, to set the play up, you see the Vikings in their base defense with four defensive linemen on the field. Everson Griffin lined up at left defensive end right here. But another thing you'll notice is the Vikings are going to bring some pressure with their linebackers, two of them, looking like they're going to rush the quarterback. The Lions, however, they see this and they adjust their protection accordingly. Here's the offensive line. They're going to do what we call slide protection, where they're all going to slide to the left and pick up their man. That sets up an intriguing matchup, though, for the Vikings. Everson Griffin is going to be one-on-one with tight end Joseph Fourier right here. And actually what's going to happen is Fourier is just going to check Griffin, give him a little bit of a shove, and then he's going to go off into his route. And it shouldn't be a problem for the Lions on this play. But as we roll the tape, we see a problem developing for Detroit, and it's because of Griffin's quickness. Fourier does check him right here, but it's just not enough to knock Griffin off balance. And now it's home free for Everson Griffin on Matthew Stafford. And Griffin gets there so quickly that Stafford is not able to set up and throw it to his check down receiver right here. He's got Griffin right in his face. Nowhere for Stafford to go. and the Vikings danced their way to a victory over the Detroit Lions in Week 17. Everson Griffin, Brian Robinson, Chad Greenway, three defensive game breakers for the Vikings defense, and they've added a few more this offseason. Captain Munnerlyn at cornerback, he has five defensive touchdowns. Linval Joseph should be a disruptive force in the middle of the field, and linebacker Anthony Barr, first-round pick, should bring some pass-rushing force to the Vikings defense. Game breakers, they happen on offense, they can also happen on defense, and the Vikings have a few of them.